Okay, this is Patrick. I'm on the line. Okay. One thing right off the top. All EINs that you have submitted, whether it's the foreign grant of trust EIN, whether it's the individual banker's EIN, whether it's an estate EIN, whatever. Okay, even like for a UCC, LCC, or whatever. Okay. All of those EINs basically created a UCC contract trust. The United States Department of the Treasury is basically the contractor on those items. They have a performance bond and a payment bond against each one of those EIN UCC contract trusts. Just like your driver's license, just like your certificate of title, just like your marriage license, just like the VIN number on a car with Ford Motor Company, basically each car has a UCC trust assigned to it with a performance and a payment bond out there against that vehicle or against that marriage license, against whatever. All you need to do is basically every time you get a bill, you endorse it, you acknowledge it as a bill of credit, endorse it, and send it back to the contractor. I posted two items up there today. Okay? Endorsements. Okay? Acknowledgements out here. One for getting a new vehicle. Okay, for a window sticker, you get a copy of the window sticker. You make it out for the full value of the window sticker. You do not take any of the credits, the entitlements, whatever, the incentives. You do not take any of the warranties. You revoke all those, just like what I said in that document that I posted up there. All UCC commercial warranties and UCC dealership advertisements are refused. Only the 30-day lemon protection is in effect. Thereby, no UCC commercial licensing, taxing, or insurance contracts are required for this bill of sale unrestrained non-UC commercial operation of this non-UCC private property. You go into court. Basically, you go in as a non-UCC person. Forget the word about person. It applies to the living as well as it does to the dead. You can find that in the damn dictionary. The other person is a UCC person. He's a dead fiction. He's the shadow person. He's the signature person. Signature is a shadow of your autograph. The autograph is the living. The shadow is the signature. Sig nature, dead nature. Okay? You guys need to look up some of these words and start understanding what the real words mean out here that you need to use. In these commercial courts, these UCC courts, they cannot go after a non-UCC person if you stand your ground. And you don't get into a UCC contract with them. You're the owner of all of the UCC contract trusts that you have. The government, the contractors, cannot be the owners. They are fictions from the get-go. It's that simple. So I put one up there for obtaining a new vehicle. You get a copy of the window sticker. You put this endorsement on the back of it. You put down the value, the full value, the total MSRP value. All you're going to do is set off the credit that Ford Motor Company is holding in the performance bond to release those credits out of the performance bond. They owe those credits back to us or to the Treasury because they borrowed our credits to begin with, because like I've said all these many years, is that basically all companies have to zero their books at the end of the year. They can't carry anything over. Therefore, they have to give all the excess credits and everything that they have over to the shareholders. Well, if you're paying for the vehicle out of your back pocket, they're turning around and setting that off with the Treasury, but then they're still holding the credits in the damn performance contract. They turn around and hand some of that over to the shareholders, primarily to the preferred shareholders first, the big money people. You want to shut down the big money people? Stop allowing the companies to have extra credits to give these shareholders, these corporate shareholders. I was getting a bill from my 98, a $5,000 penalty against my 98, a foreign grant of trust EIN account. Well, basically, if they're charging that, there has to be a performance bond and a payment bond against that, and it's got to have be a UCC contract trust. So basically, I turned around and said, okay, that's an $11.2 million Fidelity UCC contract trust. I released the $5,100 or whatever, the penalty plus some interest, and then I tacked on my own owner's demand of $20,000 to be drawn from the payment bond for my labor. So I submitted that in. So I got one of these window stickers going in for a F-150 Super Crew pickup, four-wheel drive pickup. Top of the line, platinum. Okay, for $62,685. Against the VIN number. It hasn't been delivered yet, but it is slated to be delivered to this dealership. So I basically trying to get this in, and then basically when it shows up, basically all it should have to do is be signed over to me. Give me the bill of sale. I don't need to have a manufacturer's certificate of title, because the manufacturer's certificate of title is basically the document that is for that vehicle that has the performance and the payment bond for building that vehicle. When the UCC contract trust people show up here, I will basically hand over that manufacturer's certificate of title for roughly about $25,050. Now, somebody tried to call me out of D.C. today on an extension or phone number 202. They never called back, then I missed the call, so I don't know. Hopefully, they passed it on to San Francisco, and those guys are going to get it over to a local Secret Service here, and basically, they'll get off their duff and come down and see me and get on my ship and get me out of the system. But this is it. You can take these documents that I posted up here, the one for the tax bill, the one for buy a vehicle. You can modify these for anything that you have. I also put a template up there to stamp the bill. If basically there's writing on the back of it, you put the stamp on there on the front side, say see attached document. Then basically you print out this acknowledgement, endorsement of the bill of credit on a separate sheet of paper. You sign and date it. You put a global stamp on it or a postage stamp. Post the stamp and then seal it with your thumbprint or your embosser. And then stick it in the mail and send it to the IRS Technical Support Division, care of the Treasury UCC Contract Trust Division or agents. Doesn't have to be anything more than that. I didn't even put a cover letter with it. Basically, this says it all. If there's any taxes required, the IRS is to turn around and submit the bill to Ford Motor Company, not to me. I'm the owner. I do not owe any taxes in this country. The commercial contractors owe the taxes. I said that all along for years. Now, if they don't comply, they should read the whole document. Understand what it says. It's not that hard. And you can turn around and modify these for any bill that you have out there. Know who the contractor is. Whether it's the public utility company, whether it's the state of whatever, or whether it's the United States Department of the Treasury. The Department of the Treasury is a UCC contractor. They're working for the United States Banking Corporation or company. A lot of people think that basically they're going to have a turnkey remedy here, and basically everybody's going to get a whole bunch of money all the way throughout the country. That ain't going to happen. Get over it. It ain't going to happen. The corporations, when they shut down, basically they will be taking all the credits and you're going to be left holding the bag. You need to get out of the system as quick as possible. I told you, you do the non-UCC filing back to yourself. Okay? By registered mail. That is your tracking number. That's the number on your UCC. You don't take a non-UCC to the Secretary of State or to the county and file those. You put these in your private. Then you are the holder of the original, and you can certify your copies of that document. I've posted up the examples of those. You don't need to go to any other guru out here that's charging you money. You guys are smart enough to do this shit yourself. And in most cases, they're going to screw it up because they don't know any of this stuff. Just ask one of them, what do you know about bills of credit? They don't know shit about it unless they've heard me talk about it. The Invisible Contracts by Chuck Meister or whatever his name was. Never said one thing about bills of credit. Talked about bills of attainder, but never about bills of credit. Anybody that's in prison, and I've posted the document up there from the first volume of Statutes at Large, 5th Congress, Session 2, Chapter 49 and 50. If the courts have you in on any charge, commercial charges, that is a debt. You're in a debtor's prison. Even if you're on parole, basically they have you under a parole debt. And if the court won't settle that, what does it say in this first volume of the Statutes at Large? It says you petition the Secretary of the Treasury. In other words, you write a petition letter to the IRS Technical Support Division, care of the Treasury UCC Contract Trust Division, to set off the credits from your UCC Contract Trust to pay the debt. Pretty damn simple. But you have to write it. In most cases, I would make it against my birth certificate, certificate of live birth, registration, UCC contract trust account. And you order the settlement from the, basically from the contractors, or from the performance bond, and then basically put down additional that you want some labor payments made to you so you got some funds when you get out against the payment bond. You might as well get some restitution for being in prison there. I don't know how I can make this stuff any easier than this. Okay? Last week I sent out 11 traffic tickets. So I'm going to be hitting the state attorney general's office and say, okay, now what's the status? I gave you the document, and basically you haven't complied. I gave you a little extra time. We just celebrated supposedly one of the biggest holidays in this nation. And people don't even understand what the Declaration of Independence was all about. It was a banking declaration of independence from King George and the English monarchy, usury of the labor of the colonists. They were taxing the labor of the people. That was basically, in a sense, a UCC contract that they had over the people here in this country. So when the Declaration of Independence was signed, basically that shut down that commercial banking system that England had over the American colonies. They went to a de jure banking system. They tried the Articles of Confederation to set up a de jure banking charter. It failed because they had to have 100% agreement between all the colonies before they would pay any bills. So they turned around and wrote up the new banking charter known as the Constitution for the United States of America. It's a banking charter. All the amendments are banking instruments addressing the rights of the people in the banking process. The first 10 protected our banking rights. Think about it. Look at them. Read what they say. And then all of a sudden, you might have your eyes open. Hey, this is talking about banking. That held true that all the amendments up through the 15th Amendment were de jure banking amendments. From the 16th on, it went into a commercial banking system. So all the amendments from the 16th on through 27th, I think it is, are commercial banking amendments. Yeah, the women can vote in the commercial world, but they can't vote in the de jure world. An 18-year-old can vote in the commercial world, but they can't vote in the non-commercial world. Where in a non-commercial world, they see somebody that's 18-year-old can drink. But in the commercial world, he can't drink. You want to smoke in a public building? For the non-commercial banking contract, you can. You can't smoke in a public building in the commercial banking system. See, that's correct. In the commercial world, they put morals in. They came in and violated the First Amendment by creating another moral religious sector in the government. But it's all about banking. Hey, how can we charge these guys extra money? Put an extra tax on their labor? How can we control them? And the people were too goddamn dumb to open up their eyes and see what the hell this was all about. I tried to get you looking at basically the Bible as the same thing. It's a book of banking laws, just and unjust banking laws that have been passed down through the ages. Our founding fathers knew this. People today get their heads right up their ass and say, oh no, it's all about fucking religion. Some hocus pocus out in Never Never Land is going to come down and kick my ass if I don't comply with what the hell he wants me to do. Well, I'm sick of hearing all these damn preachers pass out misinformation. Okay, unmute them, Tom, and let me see if there's any good questions. Yeah, we're sitting here that basically we can help the people get out of prison that have been falsely incarcerated for the benefit of the judges and the bar attorneys to hold them, and then basically for the major corporations like Walmart and everybody else to use them as slave labor. United States of America, with the commercial system that we have here, we have the most prisoners per population in the whole world. We got the most fucking lawyers and female judges and everything else in the damn world, too. No, they do it against their certificate. Read the document. It says they have to petition the Secretary of the Treasury. Not you. They do. Right. That's the instrument I would use. The basically, if some people, if you're in jail because of a driver's license or something like that, basically use that instrument. You've got $11.2 million UCC contract trust there for the driver's license. For the marriage license. If you're being held in prison because of neglected child support payments, you've got an $11.2 million marriage certificate, UCC contract, marriage certificate. Huh? Well, you have to know what the charging instrument is. And basically, if they refuse to give you a charge, a value, then that is grounds right there to go to the Treasury UCC Contract Trust Division because they're in violation of Title 15 U.S.C. Section 1 and 2. The contractor cannot restrict your right of free trade. No, I'm backing off of that. They need to write a petition to the Secretary of the Treasury, care of the IRS Technical Support Division, and care of the UCC Contract Trust Division, and basically petition them to set off the charge that they're in prison there for against their certificate of live birth or their marriage contract or whatever instrument is holding them in prison. They have to write that. They can take a stamp. They can put their signature on it, put a stamp on the document. They can send it out certified mail. If need be, they can get it to somebody that comes to see them in their prison, or they can mail it to somebody. And then they can mail it in, certified mail or registered mail for them. Right. To go against their UCC contract trust for right now. Then when they get out, they can do the rest of the process of getting their non-UCC filed. But when they go in and petition, they can also petition that Treasury UCC Contract Trust Division to set off the charges from the contractors, or from the contractors, United States, or Social Security, or state of, whatever, the contractor's performance bond, and then they can also as the owner of that contract, you as the living are the owner of that contract, you can put an additional draw against the payment bond so you've got funds when you get out. It's all your credits. You are the one that has to determine how you want them used. You can fire the contractor. If you've got a shitty contractor building a house, you don't stick with him. You fire him. Go get another contractor. That's simple. This is all about contract law. Okay, anybody else got any questions? Speak up. You're Are you on a speaker or something? You gotta speak up. Well, I hate that. Just get yourself out of the system. You'll get plenty of credits. And then basically, at that point in time, if you want to go out and take out these guys later on, they will be their own demise, okay? That when you take the money away from them, they have no life support any longer because they don't know this shit. They only know how to go after your accounts. They don't know how to go after their own accounts. If they knew how to go after their own accounts, they wouldn't be doing this shit. So they'll be in a worse scenario, just like that one bankruptcy judge or foreclosure judge that was out there that was foreclosing on all these people's houses, and then all of a sudden he got foreclosed on, and he didn't know what the shit to do. That's how dumb these judges are. As long as somebody's paying them, they're okay. They're fat, dumb, and happy. But basically, when the people stop paying them, they're lost. See the irony of the process? You don't need to go after them. Live your life. Get your shit out and start living as a free man. You'll have more credits than you know what to do with. When you understand and operate this system properly. Hell, I really didn't want this $62,000 pickup, but I said, hell with it. It's not here at the dealership. It's on its way here, supposedly. So basically, I get this sent in. Basically, they'll have it set off. And basically, by the time it gets here, basically, then it's a done deal. I can turn around and give it to a food pantry and say, here, go raffle it off. Here's the bill of sale to it. Give me a dollar.